This is Pam Johnson Bennett with my Think Like a Cat behavior and training tip. Today's topic, the squirt bottle controversy. It looks innocent enough. It's a little plastic squirt bottle that sits on your kitchen counter. In that plastic bottle is plain tap water. That little plastic bottle, as innocent as it looks, has become the tool that's destroying the bond you share with your cat. The reason? You're using the squirt bottle to deter your cat from engaging in any number of behaviors that you deem inappropriate or unwanted. The squirt bottle deterrent in many cat households has become the popular method for keeping cats off the counters and tables. It's also the way many people attempt to stop their cats from scratching the furniture. The squirt bottle is used to stop a cat who's getting too aggressive, either with another companion animal or with a human family member. The squirt bottle has become the tool many cat parents reach for immediately whenever the cat isn't acting the way we want her to act. So you'd think that based on the popularity of the squirt bottle technique, why it must be an extremely effective and successful method of training cats. But the truth is, it's not effective at training a cat to cease engaging in unwanted behaviors. The squirt bottle technique really only accomplishes three things. It creates frustration in the cat, it causes the cat to become afraid of you, and the cat also learns to wait until you aren't around so he can still engage in the behavior. When you punish a cat for exhibiting a behavior you don't like, it doesn't stop the behavior. First, it's important to understand that regardless of how unwanted the behavior is, it serves a purpose for the cat. Your cat isn't scratching on the sofa or jumping on the counter just to make you mad. Animals engage in behaviors that serve a function. Additionally, many of the behaviors that cat parents view as unwanted, such as furniture scratching, are normal, natural behaviors. When you squirt the cat with water because he's scratching the furniture, you may momentarily stop the behavior, but the cat has a normal and natural need to scratch. If he gets punished every time he attempts to engage in normal behavior, why, he'll probably just become afraid of you, but he'll also continue the behavior, but this time he'll do it in secret. Well, that's a very stressful combination. So instead of trying to train a cat by punishing him for engaging in normal behaviors, here's a better idea. Figure out why the cat exhibits a particular behavior so you can provide a better option. If your cat is scratching the furniture, then it probably means you either don't have a scratching post or it's the wrong kind. If your cat is getting aggressive with another companion animal, well, then it's time to do some behavior modification to help them develop a more positive association with each other. Squirting the cat with water when he's reacting to another cat will do nothing to help them ever form a peaceful relationship. When training your cat, one of the most important tools is trust. Your cat needs to be able to trust you in order to form that important bond. The last thing you want is for your cat to run from you out of fear. So it's time to put that squirt bottle away and use a more humane and productive training method. Think like a cat and look at your environment from your cat's point of view, and you'll be surprised at how much more effective your training techniques will become. This is Pam Johnson Bennett. For more on this and other behavior topics, visit our website at catbehaviorassociates.com.